Okay, so we're starting now the Indian of Schias Poilin. So the Iker thing that we're going to discuss, which is Takaver Negea La Halacha, is the halachas of backing out and what's the level of your commitment and all these type of things. For example, all the halachas that come up if you sign up for a play group and then you want to back out and you don't want to send there in the end, you sign up for this type of arrangement, you hire someone to do a certain type of work for you, they back out, you back out. They started, you back out in the middle. All these types of things where... What?
Shidduch.
I don't know about that. Either way, that's all part of the inyan. That's all... What? It depends. That's all part of that inyan. Okay? We're going to get to that over the next few weeks. But for now, we're going to learn Al Haseder of the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara brings down the first case of the Mishnah, is talking about how do you determine the payment and the wages of a poil. So the Mishnah starts off like this: Hasoiches haumnin v'hitu zeh in lemazazel tarumis. So the Gemara is trying to say, the Mishnah says here that there's a halacha that if one person does something to mess up or to confuse and to trick another person, then there's no chi of mammon, but there is a chi of tarumis. So Yadua, the word of Rabbi Sol Salanter, right? That Rabbi Sol Salanter said, you see from here, is that you need a psak halacha to be able to say that you have tarumis on someone. That it has to be a mishnah. Otherwise, you can't just walk around with a sour face, you know, I'm upset at you. You know, there's no such thing. Tarumis means you have a taina on him. You can hold, yeah, you can, if you make a chasen, you don't have to invite him, and no one will be upset. But... What? It's not hate him, but you have a tain on him. Hate is different than... But anyway... okay. Yeah. So you have a right to have tarumis. So the Gemara wants to figure out what's the case, okay? So if you went through the Gemara, we'll start with the Gemara like this. There's a few halachas, a very negiadic halachas that come out from the Gemara. The Gemara says, we're talking about a case that the Baal Bais hired a shliach, or asked the shliach, to go get him workers. And somehow, the wages got... There was some sort of confusion on the wages, how much you're paying. And Mamela, the Baal Bais, thought he was going to give one thing. The Shliach told the workers something else. And now the workers worked for the Baal Bais at a rate other than what the Baal Bais had in mind to pay them. So that's the scenario. But in each... Yeah. So...
Oh, it was on purpose.
What? Purpose, probably. It doesn't make a difference. So, the question is like, there's a few halachas that come out from the Gemara, from what the Gemara says, and from the halacha of the Gemara. So, the first thing the Gemara said was that if the Baal Bais said that, you know, he said, your budget is four. Your budget is you could hire these people for four, and Lamaisa, the shliach goes ahead and hires the workers for three. So there, the workers decided they'll be maskim for three. Savar v'kibul, the Gemara says, that since they, even though now they find out that the Baal Bais would have been willing to pay them four for the work, but since they heard three and they were willing to work for three, the Gemara says Savar v'kibul, but then the Gemara has another lashon in the end. The Gemara says, I don't know if you got that far, but the Gemara says, maybe there is a tarumis there. Because the Gemara says, Al timna toiv mi bailav. The Gemara says that why are you holding back from me the opportunity to make more money? The poil has an opportunity to make four on the job, and you're holding back from him the opportunity to make four because the Baal Bais gave you a budget of three. The Baal Bais gave you a budget of three of four, and you held back, and you only gave him three. So it's a tarumis. Hagam, that it's a big chiddush that because
you wanted to do it, so he should hire you next time to be the shliach. You want to find him a good bargain,
right? In other words, Lamaisa, like you, Avram, you were saying. This shliach is not working for the poilim, he's working for the Baal Bais. So l'chora, if there's al timna toiv mi bailav, you're looking to get a good deal. Why are you looking to save money for the... you should be looking to save money for the Baal Bais and not to look to get more money for the poilim. Why are you trying to get more... Why is that a taina? But that's what the Gemara says. Then the Gemara... Then we paskin like this.
Possibly Baal just means the Baal of that
Toiv,
whoever it is.
Right. There's a potential Toiv here from the Baal Bais.
For the Baal Bais, whoever it is.
No, but the Gemara says here we're talking about a case, it's clear that the Al Timna Toiv is going, that you held back the extra scar from the poil.
Right.
So I think that the answer is to that is because the poil is moist and nefesh for the work, much more. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, that you have to pay on time because he's moist and nefesh for the work. So Mamela, he's moisa nefesh for the work. He's mamash working hard to give him the extra dollar. The Baal Bais obviously can afford four. He was willing to do it for four. He said he'll pay four.
But he's not moisa nefesh to earn that extra dollar to pay the worker.
Let's say
the shliach,
the guy has four. Hey, why doesn't he pocket a dollar for getting the other guy?
Oh, so that's what the Gemara says. Zechariah can't pocket the dollar. That's for sure. Okay. Now the Gemara says that there's two other cases. The scenario, the next scenario is a little where it starts getting, and there's cases that this could be negiah. The next scenario is the opposite. That the Baal Bais said three. And to the shliach, and the shliach, you know, he has a budget of up to three. He's not interested in negotiating and try to find anyone that's willing to do the work for three. So he goes out and hires someone for four. So now the shaila is, he's going ahead and hiring someone for four. All of a sudden, hold on. I think the day's over. The Baal Bais. Has this work done. He thinks that the job is, the worker worked the whole day, al-das, that he was going to get $4. And the shliach, and the Baal Bais knows he's only going to get paid three at the end of the day. And Rashi says, at the end of the day, he works, he gets his paycheck from the Baal Bais, $3. So here's the problem. The worker worked to try to al-das to get four. The Baal Bais hired him al-das that he was only paying three. In the meanwhile, the shliach messed up things because the shliach told the workers that they're going to get paid four.
He did this on purpose.
Yeah. So now this is where the problem is. Okay. So this is where the problem is. So the Gemara says in this case of shlichus, there's two scenarios, and we'll analyze each one. We'll say a little bit an explanation. The first scenario is there's two types of shluchim. There's one type of shliach that he says scharchem alai. That means that the Baal Bais, it's like a general contractor. The Baal Bais hires his general contractor, but he has nothing to do, the Baal Bais has nothing to do with the workers. So the workers work entirely for the general contractor. So now the general contractor, in this case, if the Baal Bais said, listen, my budget is three, he went ahead and hired the subs for four, so he's going to have to pay the subs four, and he's going to lose the dollar from his pocket. That's it.
Bad business decision.
Yeah, it was a bad business move, but he doesn't have patience to start negotiating, so that's the halach. Okay.
That doesn't depend on the going rate?
No.
Baal Bais said, I'm only paying three.
But he said, Tzachachim Alai, and he told him four, so it's not negeah. Now, how much he's going to get reimbursed? What he's going to get reimbursed from the Baal Bais is also going to be three. Yeah, nothing changes with going rate. Doesn't make a difference.
But I told you three.
But you're working for the contract for the GC.
The contract says to the Baal Bais or the workers?
No, to the workers. He's going to the workers and says Tzachachim Alai. You work. I'm your boss. I'm your boss. I'm paying you. I'm hiring you for four. They couldn't care less if the Baal Bais told him three. What's it? Well, lemay nafkamina.
But when I go back, when me the shliach goes back to the Baal Bais,
I pay you three.
I want 20. I want the going rate.
What going rate? But why should you get the going rate? Why should you get the going rate for it? I told you I'm willing to pay three. No, but this is the agreement. This is our agreement. Tzachachim Alai, that you're going to go hire the people. You're going to go hire the people and work for them. Now you want to know what happens if that wasn't the agreement originally. You were Meshanet and you said Tzachachim Alai. You mean? Okay, so that could be.
That's the case. The case was Meshanet. Baal Bais said three. He said four.
Yeah, but he said Tzachachim Alai.
He said Tzachachim Alai. So he has to pay four.
Okay.
Now when he goes back to the Baal Bais,
okay, let's
why
get
can't
that.
He collect four?
Okay, well, we'll see about that. I don't know if he can, it depends.
Specifically made an agreement.
Well, what
no, it doesn't make a difference. Huh?
What grounds could the foreman collect four from the Baal Bais?
Because I gave you four.
Because Mashanana.
I gave you Mashanana. Mashanana's
okay,
four.
Let's get to that in the next case.
That's
not what
we
agreed.
We gave you four.
No, because the workers. But the workers. But the workers worked for the Tzachachim Alai.
The contractor can say, the workers, I'm up.
Yeah, you have to pay four.
The owner,
but the owner will say, okay. Right. I mean, if you know. Okay, so let's go to the next case and we'll go back to Rabbi Pravalsky's question, okay? Rabbi Pravalsky's question is how much does the foreman, the shliach, get reimbursed from the Baal Bais? Now, to understand that question, we have to go to the next case. The next case, the Gemara says, is let's say we kept Tzachachim Baal Bais. Tzachachim Baal Bais means that the shliach says, I'm hiring you to work for Pliny, okay? So you pick up a guy at Home Depot, you say, listen, you're going to work for him, he's going to pay you $4 to mow his lawn. In the meanwhile, the Baal Bais ask the shliach, listen, go get me a guy from Home Depot, but tell him I'm only willing to pay him three. So here you have a case. The worker's working, mowing the lawn the whole day. He thinks he's getting four. And the Baal Bayis thinks he's only going to pay him three. Okay, now here's the... So here the Gemara says, this is the case that it depends on the following. The halacha is... what the Gemara says is that you pay the going rate. The Baal Bayis has to pay the workers the going rate. Because since basically the deal was done. They wanted to get four, so Mamela, they worked for four. He doesn't want to pay four, so it's like the halacha of a case where someone worked for a Baal Bayis without having stipulated a price. So what's the halacha if the Home Depot guy would have just come to my lawn, you know, I would have told him, listen, come to my lawn, mow my lawn, and he never made up a price. What's the halacha in such a case? You never made up a price.
$4.
What?
Four.
Going forward, you get four from
the going rate.
Oh, the going rate. So the Gemara says it's like you pay the going rate. Okay. Now, here also, just like if the worker would have come there on his own, and mowed my lawn, I would have to pay him the going rate. So here also, the Baal Bayis has to pay the poyalim the going rate. So here the Gemara says that's the case of tarumis, because if the going rate is three and they worked all day for four, they can have a tie-in on the foreman. You told me to work. You told me to get the going rate for four. And I was going to get four, and now I'm only getting three. And maybe there's a case of tarumis, depending if they're chosher people or whatever.
And the same thing, no. They never hired at all.
Really? Yeah, in this case, they would have no tarumis, because that's the going rate. They're getting three. That's the going rate. So. What?
The people from Tibur chosher or the Baal Bayis?
No, if the worker's chosher. In this case, they're not. Yeah. Okay? So now, so here the bottom line is...
This is even if you didn't hire,
no. No, I said if the guy's chosher.
You went to work one day and you came back and your lawn was mowed. You never hired anyone. You never asked anyone to do anything.
That's your. That's a little different. Maybe.
Why is it different?
It could be different. Could be not different. Here, you. We'll see. We have some other. So here's what he's saying. I know because he was fighting about this the whole morning already.
You get much more problems. You get much more problems here because now I made an agreement.
Right. Exactly. Here. Exactly. So here again. So what ends up being the Gemara says is okay. Is that if. It's equivalent to the following case. Let's just, again, it's equivalent to the following case. Where you have someone, you went to someone in Home Depot and you said, please mow my lawn. You told the guy, he comes, he shows up. You never made up a price. He thought he was going to get four. I thought he was going to only get three.
But you never made up a price.
You never made up a price. So the halacha is you go by the going rate. So here also, since the shliach did something that I didn't ask him to do, the Baal Bayis told him to hire someone for three. He went ahead and hired someone for four. So the halacha is that what the Baal Bayis owes the workers is the going rate. It's the going rate. So now...
Even if the going rate is higher than what he was originally thinking.
It's the going rate, whatever it is. It's the going rate. So now the shail is, do the workers have tarumis on the middleman? Because the workers are walking away with only $3 if the going rate was three. And they were told that they're going to get four. So do they have tarumis? So the Gemara said, not necessarily, because there's no tarumis if you're getting the going rate. The only time there would be tarumis is if normally they wouldn't work for the going rate. They wouldn't be willing to work for the going rate usually. Because they're, let's say, chasher people, they would be willing to wait around until someone comes around for four, you know, whatever. They wouldn't be willing to work for the going rate, the chasher people. Then you can go ahead and...
Does tarumis have a ramifications?
No, not really. I mean, it's tarumis. You're not gonna, if the guy's a gabbai, you're not going to get an aliyah.
What's the real
definition
of tarumis?
No teeth.
What's the real definition of tarumis?
Yeah.
It means it's not the asher. It's not there anything to do, obviously. That's what I was saying. Yeah. It's less than, lachar, it's less than mechusar amana, like we had a couple months ago. Mechusar amana, if you tell someone you're going to do a deal. Okay. So now what comes out is like this. Now, what's the lumdus of this thing? Just to understand, this is where you're going to get up in arms. But what's the lumdus of this halacha? So here also, what happened is like this. Again, the shliach went ahead and he told the workers he's hiring them for four. They do a whole day's work. They're only going to get three because the going rate is three. Why is that true? What's the pshat in that halacha? So the machlokes is between Rashi and the Rush. What's the pshat in this halacha? If you look at Rashi, you have the Gemara there. So Rashi says, "V'lichzi poyalim hechi misgari." It's the first word on the line, like 10 lines in the thin lines. Rashi says like this, you pay them according to the going rate. Says Rashi, if the going rate is 4, so the balabai is tak has to pay 4, even though he told the shliach, only hire me someone for 3. So he still has to pay 4. Daktani noitami balabai is masha'ne'yu. Vava pishalot tzivo, v'arayena so bekach. So Rashi brings a halacha like this, that it's like you pay the guy mashahaneh. What did Rashi say? This, you pay the person the hana. The Baal Bais has to pay the worker whatever the worker gave him, the hana that he gave him. Rashi is bringing down a different case entirely. The halacha of a case like a yorid. The halacha is like, let's say someone went down to your field with no rishus at all. No rishus at all. He went down to your field and he did work for you. You come back and after a day's work, all of a sudden you're this guy is sitting there and he says, I mowed your lawn. Well, I didn't ask you to. Okay, fine. But Lamaisa, there's hana there because it costs $30 to do it. So it's I improved your field for $30. I gave you $30 worth of work. You got to pay it back to me. So that's balach. You got to pay him whatever the rate is. So Rashi's learning basically, which is the shach says like this, and is that the shlichus is bottle. Since the shliach was mishana from the dasa balabayas, the shlichus is bottle.
Sounds right.
Because the shliach said. The shliach said, the babai said 4, said 3. The shliach went ahead and hired for 4. The shlichus is bottle. And memela, the halach is that the babai just pays whatever hana that he got. The Rosh doesn't say like that. The Rosh says, the lashon of the Rosh is that it's equivalent to a case where you hired someone without discussing and stipulating the price. Meaning the Rosh is learning is that the shlichus is not totally bottle. It's still that you have a relationship with the guy that he's your worker. It's just that the shlichus, the stipulation is bottle. How much you're going to pay him? So the conditions is bottle. I'll give you an example. For example, the nafkamina is there baltolin? We learned the first thing we learned a year and a half ago is baltolin. The halach is if you have a worker that works for you, you have to pay him that day. So what if I got a guy that came down, in this case, the guy that mowed your lawn, you never asked him. You're sitting there. You come back for a day's work. Your guy mowed your lawn. He wants $30. You have to pay him the $30. Do you have to pay him that day? Is there a baltalin on that? No, because it's just a chiyuv moment. You owe him, but there's no baltalin. He was not your worker. But according to the Rosh, this guy is your worker.
The shlich hired. There's no baltalin on the shlich.
No, what?
There's no baltalin on the shlich. We learned.
Schachim alai? Oh, okay, fine. Technical thing. Oh, yeah. No, but the shlich is his baltalin. That's my point. The hiring was through shlich.
Yeah, the hiring is through shlich.
Okay, so there's different there's other nafkaminas.
So we learned on this table.
I hear, okay. Right. Okay, but the point is, he's your worker. For example, let's say this would happen, like Rabbi Price said. Let's say this would happen by a Sefer Torah. I tell a guy, I don't know anything about Eretz Yisrael. I want to get a Sefer Torah. Go get me a cipher. Go get me a cipher. My budget is $30,000. I don't have more than that. Go get me a cipher to make my Sefer Torah. And the guy says, okay, fine, no problem. And he hires the guy for $40,000. Okay? So now you have to pay the going rate. It's a bottle. You gotta pay the going rate. And the going rate is $35,000. Okay? So the halacha is you pay the guy the $35,000. The question is, are you mekayim the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? Because he wasn't your shliach when he wrote it. The worker, in other words, the poil, at the end of the day, was he your shliach when he wrote it? If you say that your shlichus is bottle, like Rashi, so a guy wrote a Sefer Torah and then he wants to sell it to you for $35,000. So you loved up because your shliach buying a Sefer Torah is according to some shitas, but he didn't write it for you. He wasn't your shliach when he wrote it. Masha Enkein, if, according to the Rosh, the shlichus is not bottle. There was a confusion along the way how much he's working for you for, but he's working for you. He's your shliach. The conditions, the stipulation of the price, that's bottle, and you thought 30, he thought 40, and you're going to have to come on to figuring out what you owe him for his work. Yeah, but he works for you, Lamaisa.
Yeah, but even in the case of the unjust enrichment where you say there's no shlichus, there's still a relationship because the taina on the purchaser that the worker is making establishes a relationship of unjust enrichment.
No, unjust what?
Unjust enrichment. In other words, he's saying, I made this for you. It's really yours. I didn't make it for somebody else.
I know you did that's it for me, but let's say I would have never heard about you. And I'm sitting in B'nai Brak and I'm writing a Sefer Torah. I know that I heard through the grapevine that this guy is going to want a Sefer Torah in a year, so I'll be there at the right time.
This is a fee you have to pay. If you say there's a chiyuv to pay, that means it's for you. It's not for somebody else. It's not in the open market.
He's saying, I gave you the sefer Torah.
I gave it to you, but I don't know if I was your shlech. I wasn't your shlech when I did it.
But then he has no time.
So it's a good shot. Why not?
I don't know.
How can the shlichas be? There's other nafkaminas if the guy is your poyel, you're not your poyel.
In other words,
what's enough to say that
all these things?
If he's able to compel the payment, then it's for the sofer is establishing that it was made for that person.
Right.
So b'diavad, it comes out.
Okay. Okay, I hear. So now let me just give an example of the halacha. Okay. So for example, let's say, it could happen in business, but let's just say a simple example. Someone, which could happen, okay? Someone, let's say, calls me up and says, "Can you get me someone to tutor my son? Get me someone to tutor my son." So I didn't discuss with the person the price that he wanted. I figured, you know, whatever. And I go ahead and I find someone, a Rebbe or whoever, you know, can you go tutor his son? And I tell him, Schachem of Albais, but he's willing to pay, let's say, whatever, I'm just making up numbers. So let's say he's willing to pay $30 an hour. Okay? And in the meanwhile, the Albais is only willing to pay $20 an hour. So now I'm in the middle over here. The Albais thought he was only going to be having to pay $20 an hour. The Rebbe was working for $30 an hour. So, what's the halacha? So, the halacha is again, since there was no kvius on the price, so you go by the going rate. Now, the going rate could be more than both of those, but the point is,
the going rate is valid because aren't you not allowed to sell an item less than
We're going to get to that.
Huh? It's 50 at least.
Fine, but that's the point. The point is, let's say there's a range. Now, what? What's that?
I said, how could the shechas be even clean? Because a person cannot sell an item over its worth and not below its worth. How is it possible that the shechas was even valid? Because as soon as the price was not, meaning if an item was, when you sell an item.
What item? There's an item. Skiris.
Service is
$50. Yeah, something else. There's no way not by Skiris to pile on.
When you hire somebody, there's no minimum.
Okay, so listen. So now the shaila is like this. The shaila is, what happens if there's taka two going, there's a range in the going rate. Some people take X, some people take Y. Okay, in our case, some people taka, it's in between. Some people take 25, some people take 30. So there the halacha is that since it wasn't discussed before, like Mars before like that. Gemara says, "Befer, since it wasn't discussed before, then you take the lower one of the going rates, the lower going rate. But again, that also depends on the person. For example, an unexperienced person is a different. There's a range for unexperienced people, and then there's a range for experienced people. If this person is experienced, so then it's within his range. It's not that. Oh well, some people do the tutoring for $10 an hour. Yeah, but an experienced Rebbe gets more. So it's within the experience that he has, you have to pay him the lower end of the range if you didn't make it up. Okay? Now this could happen also if you have a manager. Let's say you have a manager of a business and he sits down. Now I don't know what the legal ramifications of this are, but let's say you have a guy who's the manager of the business. He doesn't actually pay the paychecks, but he manages the people. So he hires. He's sitting at the interview and he tells the guy, "Yeah, your salary is $75,000 for the year." And then all of a sudden the guy, whatever, you know, whatever happens, and you look at the contract, I don't know exactly, and the boss, who he's working for, this job is not getting any penny more than 60, right? So the guy started working, and now, you know, he was working al das, and he was told by the manager, 75, but the manager is talking about balbai, see, the manager is just a shliach. So does the company, how much do they owe him? He was hired al das that.
You take the 15 from the manager and you give it to the one.
What's the legal ramifications of that?
If he could speak on behalf of the company, then they're going to get the hire.
If the manager is an employee of the company, then the company's banned.
Okay, so here it's not like that. Because here.
Why doesn't have to pay?
What?
Why the company has to pay? I mean, they can pay him 60 and the guy doesn't like it, take a hike.
No! He was offered 75.
Right. Okay. And then 2 days later, you have your 90-day probation.
You have an agreement with him. He has a right.
He signed
a
contract.
Right.
That's not
no.
In Florida, there's no such thing. They're going in Florida. Florida's no such thing. You can fire a guy the next day for no reason.
You can fire the next day.
Fine. You're going that route. But I'm saying
you're
going from now on.
Pay the lower amount. No, you don't.
You're not allowed to.
Legally, you don't.
So how long? So
past 2 weeks that he worked. How much did he owe for the past 2 weeks?
Right. Look, the whole six starts after the first paycheck. Right. So how much is he going to pay? So you're saying if he's a shliach of the company, so legally, the company has to pay whatever he was told. But my halacha here is not like that. Here the halacha says it's not like that because since the shlichus was batel. The guy had no right to say 75, and therefore the shlichus is batel. So you go with the going rate for this position. If a startup position in this company is 60, that's what you're going to get, right?
So
that's what we're talking about, yeah. So it means that the halachically it's not like that. It's not like the what you're saying legally is. Because halachically, we're going to say that shlichus was batel. He had no right to say something. He wasn't given the right to say that, and therefore you're back to the going rate.
Legally, if the guy didn't have a right to say it, it won't work either. If he's the hiring person, he sets the salaries. Then legally, it would work. If I go on and say, you know what?
Well, fine. If he sets the salary,
I want to hire you for yeshiva. You're going to come and work for yeshiva for $100,000 an hour. It doesn't do anything. I work for yeshiva. That's irrelevant.
Fine. So you're a mate each other. That's my point.
No problem. Legally and halakhically, there's no thing. If I had hiring power, then legally and halakhically it would work.
Well, if you convey the price and there was no...
That's what he's saying. Shlichus, does that mean that I can't hire anybody?
Yeah, but I gave you a budget.
A phone call and ask.
But I gave you a budget. The company gave you a budget and you went over your budget.
But you are the shlichus unless you say the budget.
So what if the guy went over the budget? That's what I'm saying.
So if he went over the budget, like... Really?
My case, 75. Your budget for this position, to hire this position, your budget was 60, and you gave the guy 75. You told him you're going to give him 75. So there was a confusion there. Like he's saying, I don't know if it's binding in that case. You had no right to really say that. Why should the company have to listen to this Meshuggah that decided that he's paying more? But they put him in that position, so I don't know. But halachically,
because that's what he's saying, he has hiring power.
He has hiring power, but he doesn't have salary.
Once he went over the salary, he was going to go raise. But she goes buckle, and then you don't have to.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see Shulchan Aruch had to sum this up. Okay. Shin Lamed Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. After the Gemara, there's the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Lamed Beis Sif Aleph. Okay.
Does it matter if the guy
Amar Lishluchai? Amar l'shluchai, say v'scharli poyalin b'shloisha. You told your shliach, go hire me workers for $3. V'halach v'sachar b'arba, and he went ahead and hired them for $4. Im amar lema shliach scharchem alai, if the shliach said, I'm gonna, like a general contractor, I'm gonna pay you. So then you pay him whatever you told him you're gonna pay him. Noisin lema arba, v'noitimi balabayis shloisha. And then you go back and you only get $3 from the balabayis. U'mafset echan mikisai. This is what you said, Rabbi Provalsky. So here the Ramah says like this. Let's go back to the first case based on what we learned now. Now we'll understand this better. The first case, Scharchem Alai. That means the Baal Bais gave the Shliach a budget of 3. He went ahead and said 4, but he said Scharchem Alai. So in other words, the Shliach said, I'm going to pay your salary like a general contractor. Now, He the general contractor told the workers, I'm going to pay you 4. He only got a budget of 3 from the Baal Bais. So there we say that since the shlichus is batel again, he had no right to say 4. He pays 4. Now how much does he get reimbursed? How much does he get reimbursed, the general contractor, from the Baal Bais? So we said 3 because the Baal Bais told him 3. But since the shlichus is batel, so now he can get reimbursed the going rate. So if the going rate is 4, he's going to get reimbursed the full 4. That's what the Rambam is saying over here.
That seems like a commission.
What?
It seems like he's doing it on purpose.
Oh, so one second. So here, well, he's not doing it on purpose. He's not gaining anything by doing this.
No, because he's getting the workers for 4. He doesn't have to do the work in order to get them for 3.
Meaning he doesn't have to negotiate down to 3, and still he's going to get it fully reimbursed. Yeah, fine. But the Rambam, the Shach...
He's higher than what he paid him also.
I know, but the Shach has a shaila like this. What's going to be... He has a great idea. The Baal Bais tells me, go hire guys for 3. In the meanwhile, the going rate is 5. Okay, so there's no way that I'm going to be able to get guys for 3. So you said, you know what? I'll hire the guys for four, and now I'll go back to the babayis. I'll get five because he has to pay me the going rate. So not only am I not doing what he said, I'm going to make money off it. So look at the shach in Sifkat and Gimel. The shach is on the right hand column, Gimel. So zok the shach kosav harama. That's for sure that the shliach cannot get from the Baal Bais more than what the Baal Bais is paying the workers. Even if the work ended up being worth more. Why? You can't start making business on this guy's backyard. Meaning, the Baal Bais hired you to do this. You can't start making business on his cheshbon. That you're going to start now. You know what? I'm a middleman, so I'm going to hire them for three, get five from him, and I'm going to walk out.
But it's subcontracting. Why
I didn't hire you to be a contractor.
What do you mean?
So you said only if you did a mistake. If you hired him to be a contractor, you could do that.
If I hired
that's
him to
the rate.
A staffing agency, then I that's his business. Right. But that's not what I
That's
heard.
Not what happened. I told you to go get me a guy for $3. You're saying I a whole shtickle that the going rate is five, so I'll charge you five, and I'll get them to work for four. That you can't do. Fine. Right there, after the Ramah. But if they said that means that he's just trying to be a shliach, and he says, listen, you go work for the Baal Bayis, the shlichas is batal, and you just work like the minig of Medina. And if there's a range, some people do it for three, some people do it for four, you give the lower of the two rates. Okay, you give the lower of the two rates. The Ritva says, pshat in this halacha, it's interesting. The Ritva says, I mentioned this, the Mechavusa was mentioning this. The Ritva says, the reason you go by the lower of the two rates is because there's a principle that even though we go by most halachas, by roiv, by momen, you don't go by the roiv. So here, even though most people work for four, but since some people would do the job for three, so there is a rate out there for three, so you can't obligate the Baal Bais to pay more than the lower of the two going rates.
Doesn't
roiv is not a roiv, that's the point. Exactly, since he's the muhzak, so you can't mechayv him to pay more.
Yeah. Doesn't the fact that in the last case the guy got them to work for four show that the going rate is actually less, or there are people that will work for less?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's a rate. A rate means
there are people you could get it for less. All right, you just got it for less.
China.
All these cases, you have a tarumis on the shliach. This is the Gemara, but we didn't see it in the Gemara. But here the Shulchan Aruch says, if you could tell how much the work was worth, and the work was worth four, you'll pay four. Because the reason they worked extra hard is to get the extra money. So here you see another klal, is that if you hire someone to do something for you, and they go the extra mile, and the way they do it is more expensive than what you had discussed, you actually have to pay them the higher amount. And let's say you discussed with someone, you know, to work for you and do, you know, a job on your lawn. And they went ahead and did a job which is fancier.
That's not the case of the red and the black dough in the Gemara, in the mission.
No. Isn't that
similar?
No, that's not necessarily better. Here it's better than what you wanted. So it's more expensive. You have to pay him for the more expensive job, even though you didn't ask him to do that. Copy that. It's yours. Copy the difference. It's yours. Yeah.
Let's specifically say when you hire him, that's it. I'm just nothing fancy. Just playing exactly what I'm talking.
Yeah.
He doesn't want the fancy thing.
It doesn't make a difference.
You can't afford it.
It doesn't make a difference if you want it. He. The guy did you the fancy job. You got to pay him for it.
Maybe if you stipulate.
How can you force somebody to get buy something that he doesn't want to buy?
Well, it's there already.
I didn't hire you for that.
So you don't have to pay him outside. You don't have to pay him out. It's unjust enrichment.
Unjust enrichment.
And what's the law of that?
I painted your house. Your house was ugly. I painted.
What's the law of that? You pay him or you don't pay him?
I never asked you to.
It doesn't make a difference.
Why is that not like the case that Rashi says that you? Let's say you
guys. This is a great way to make money. I'm going to go around the neighborhood.
It's not true because you're only going to get paid your what it costs you to do it. You're not going to get make money off.
No, you'll make labor costs.
Your labor costs, but you're not going to get too much money on it. Okay,
you'll go out for my side. You could have legitimately got that job for it.